I'm sitting here with Rob Bradley, who is a nominee for elder for re-election put forward by the nominating committee. And Rob, if you'd just start by telling us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, Mark. Yes, I'm married to Nancy. We just celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary, and we have three children. And praise God, all three are walking with the Lord, and also they're married to Christians, which is great. And we're blessed to have 12 grandchildren, 9 granddaughters and 3 grandsons. And so we've been greatly, greatly blessed. And we live in Wellesley, Nancy and I do, and we lived overseas for about 15 years and then came back from Europe to Wellesley in 1985. And we've been going to Park Street Church since 1987. So hard to believe. I think that's almost 35 years this year.
That's great. You you actually mentioned, because you were doing the role of elder in the service on Sunday, a little bit about how you came to know Jesus. And that's my next question, is how did you come to know Jesus as Lord? And
right.
How did that
Thank
happen?
Thank you, Mark. Yes. So we were, both Nancy and I were brought up in the main line Protestant churches, but we lost our faith during the social revolution of the 60s and 70s. And so we were in Frankfurt, Germany, in 1976, when Nancy gave birth to our second born daughter, Susan. And she ended up after this in the hospital, and it looked like she had no white blood cells, and she had what looked like to be leukemia. And I was alone there, other than Nancy and our other daughter, and without many friends and family. And after 3 or 4 weeks of this, and looking likely that she might pass away, I beseeched the Lord, who I didn't know, but said, Lord, I'll make you a bargain. I will go back to church for the rest of my life if Nancy lives. And I keep my promises. And she, in fact, did not have leukemia, and she survived. And so I started going back to church in Frankfurt in these German churches. Nancy soon joined me, and it was an 8-year pilgrimage to become Christians. And finally, in London in 1983 and 84 at Holy Trinity Brompton, the Holy Spirit was present, and we gave our lives to Christ. And my life is divided between before Christ and after Christ.
Was there a particular moment in that time at Holy Trinity Brompton where you realized, okay, I'm had?
Yeah, I was reading many books, and C.S. Lewis and the Bible, whatever, but there was a sermon on one day on John 10, 1 to 10 or 1 to 12. I give my life for the sheep. No one takes it from me. I give it myself. And this brilliant sermon was so convicting that was the moment when I bent my knee to Jesus Christ.
That's great. And during your walk with Jesus, has there been a favorite passage of Scripture that you want to share?
Yeah. First of all, that passage in John chapter 10, that whole passage is wonderful, because I came to realize that rather than thinking of myself as being a strong man, and that Jesus was a wimp, he was elliptical, never answered the questions. I came to the knowledge that Jesus, in fact, he was the real strong man, and I was really nothing. And so that is a passage. And the other one is that is Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. My daughter memorized the book of James one time when she was 14, and I challenged myself when I was 48 to memorize a book. So I memorized the entire book of Philippians, and I ended up loving it, because it mentions joy, I think, 15 or 20 times.
Yeah, that's great. You've been at Park Street for a good while. What do you love about the church?
Well, there are many, many things I love, but because our lives were so transformed by Christ, and every part of our lives were transformed. Missions has always been my thing I love the most, ever since Hawaii until now. And after we were here for a few years, I was on the missions committee, and then I was treasurer of missions for 7 or 8 years. And it was it's just still one of my things that I love the most. But I love a lot of things. I love the music. I think the music is superb. and gets better and better. Wonderful choir with Nathan. And I love the international flavor. You know, I lived overseas really 20 years, both in Asia and Africa and the Middle East, and the large percentage of Park Streeters from different nations and ethnicities and races is wonderful. And finally, we've started a number of nonprofits, and almost all of them have really been people from Park Street who've been recruited on the board and the leadership. So those are the things which I really love.
Yeah. Well, you just answered one of the ways that you've been involved. That was my next question, is how have you been involved at Park Street over the years? So you were on the missions, you were a missions treasurer.
Right, right. Before that, when our kids were in the youth group here, I taught quite a number of classes. I taught not only some of the kids' classes, but also some things about business and about leadership and all, and then missions. And then once we started, you know, recruited about 20 people from Park Street to start Boston Trinity Academy, I stepped down as the missions treasurer and ended up chairing Boston Trinity Academy.
Mm-hmm. So youth work. It's fun to imagine you doing youth work. Or teaching. When you said you taught classes, did you teach them to the youth, or were you teaching adult Sunday school classes?
No, I was teaching youth.
Or kids.
The kids. Oh, I mean, I would get into, you know, hip hop music and movies and all sorts of interesting things.
Yeah. So what do you have in terms of just thinking about burdens in your heart for Park Street Church as we think about moving forward together?
Well, I guess the biggest burden that I have is that we stay an Orthodox evangelical church filled with the Holy Spirit, and that we do not import the culture, the toxic culture, which is in Boston everywhere, relentlessly secular and anti-Christian, and that we also maintain orthodoxy among the key theological things of the church. And every organization is always in danger of mission drift. And so the burden for me is that we maintain our the right path, neither going to the right or the left.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you want to say?
No, I think that Park Street is in a good place. And I think that there are always potential divisions. And I think more than any time in the recent past, we need to really come together and be unified, because there are, of course, major issues such as the complementarian and egalitarian issue, which we've navigated so well over the last since 1996 or seven. But it's always a danger of letting that cause problems.
Mm. Yeah, well, you know my heart beats for unity as well. Pray that we can do that together. Thanks, Rob, for your time.
You're very welcome. My pleasure. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.